Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up. Recently, I've been telling you about Chuck Norris and how he's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's his secret? Well, it's called Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. What does it taste like? Well, unlike other green drinks that taste about as delicious as freshly mowed grass clippings, this one actually tastes pretty good. Heck, if I can get it down, you can get it down. Just like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Zabe today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary. This is the Zabecast, from the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Here we go. Monday, July 29, 2024. Thank you for downloading. Welcome to the Zabecast, where you are looking live at Titletown, USA, Green Bay, Wisconsin, home of the Packers and the new highest paid quarterback in the National Football League. This is our week at 97.3 The Game, where you know I have a morning show. By the way, for everyone who has been emailing me and texting me about the podcast of the morning show and the way it's now having to be delivered without music that's underneath it, and when are you going to fix it, and this is unacceptable. Listen, we're aware that it is disfigured beyond belief. We would love it if this dispute got resolved with the powers that be, but this is how it's going to be for a good long time. I mean, you have to assume. I don't know if it will be or not. Assume it's going to be this way. So, anyone who knows of a program that can tune your computer at a certain hour to catch streaming audio, you're going to need to learn how to figure out and configure that and basically cook your own version of the downloadable Steve Zabin Show or a Zabin Butch in the Morning podcast, because we can't do anything else about it. All right. I got a long email from a super fan for whom I appreciate his fandom. But first of all, I'm like, I ain't reading all that. I know the podcast is jacked up. We cannot do anything better. There are no solutions. We don't have the permission to package up in a podcast music that is being played that is essential for all of our bits and all of our rejoins. It's just not possible. I'm sorry, it is what it is. Anyhow, we're here live in Green Bay, plausibly live. We're up here this week in Green Bay for Packers training camp, as this is the second full week of camp. And by we, I mean basically right now in the house, myself, Brian Butch, who's staying here tonight. He lives just down the road in Appleton, Wisconsin, but he's here tonight, part of the frat house. Drew Olson from the afternoon show. Tim Scott, our fearless leader and program director. And young Andrew Ludwig, who is here for technical support and quasi-engineering. More of the station's personnel will be up here later in the week, minus Josh and Armin, two of the longtime stalwarts of the station. They just had babies. Well, actually, Armin just had a baby. Josh's baby is due any time now, so they're not up here on the trip. But we're gonna have a fun week. It's a week kind of like, it's like beach week in a way, but there's no beach. We're in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I find it fun and energizing to be with these fellow radio colleagues of mine in close proximity in a rented house for a week. I don't know what it is. I delayed doing this podcast for as long as I did because I was just sitting on the couch shooting the shit with Butchie and Drew and Tim in the kitchen making some Palermo's pizza. I didn't want to come in here and do this, but here I am doing it because there's a lot going on and we're going to get to it here in just a second. I once wanted to do a promotion on 980, the team in D.C., where I said, all right, hear me out on this. Adult Beach Week. For anyone who grew up in the D.C. area or in the East Coast, you know, Beach Week was for high school kids, juniors and seniors, who would rent a place, usually with the help of someone's parents who would vouch for it and lie about who was going to be renting the place for the week immediately after school was out. And it was glorious. And I went on two different Beach Weeks. Thank you to my parents for allowing me to do so. And it was a hoot. And I said, we just replicate the thing, but with adults. And we get, you know, do a contest to pick like six listeners to be part of the house and then kick them out one by one for various transactions. It would sort of be like Big Brother, but for radio. It was a great idea. Would have worked. Never acted upon. Could have sponsored it. Nobody sold it. Didn't happen. This is the closest thing we'll get. So I'm going to try to do a Zabecast this week with various people in the house, which, look, it's going to be more Packer-centric, but also it's going to be fun, I promise. Now, having said that, several quarterbacks got paid over the past weekend, and the one thing that I now think about quarterback salaries in the NFL is simply, the needle has been pegged at the market rate. There is no wiggle room. There is no assessment of, you know, Trevor Lawrence is really not that good. So we can't pay him the same as X, Y, and Z. You look at a guy like Tua Tagovailoa, and I'm a big Tua fan and a Tua stan. I mean, that mushhead is one bad hit from possibly being retired. You cannot pay him all that money. Or can you? Jordan Love now getting paid the highest for the moment of any quarterback in the NFL. That will probably be surpassed by Dak when Jerry finally realizes, I don't want to go out into the woods, the quarterback woods, looking for the next guy. Dak is not perfect. Dak is not near Patrick Mahomes. But guess what? If you don't want him, somebody else will pay him near Patrick Mahomes' money. In fact, might even be more, because the trend of these new deals, and that includes the Jordan Love deal that was done on Friday night, the trend of these deals is simply, it's shorter. It's four-year deals, five-year deals at most, and even the four-year deals of new money are blowing up on the, you know, the year-by-year salaries after year three, which means there's going to be a renegotiation if it's going well. And that's the way they design them. But there's no more assessing, well, is he that good? Is he worth this? Maybe we don't have him. There's nothing else more important in today's NFL than having a quarterback who can hold down the job of QB1. And by hold down the job, I just mean don't be so bad that you're begging, that your fan base is begging to bench him because he just stinks that bunch. Again, it's the Zach Wilson phenomenon. If you got a guy as bad as Zach Wilson, you're eventually going to go, we can't start this guy. If you have a Trevor Lawrence, He's not great, but you're not saying at any point, God, this guy sucks, bench him. Once you get to the point where you're a QB1, period, end of story, you get paid nearly $50 million a year or more. And that's what Jordan Love has landed with, a very, I mean, very short sample set of data to go on. Here's the numbers for his cap hits going forward on this new money, on this five-year, $238 million deal. It turns out that it's, you know, depending on how you count it, the new money is over 55 or whatever the actual number is. Let me find it for you real quick. The new money is 55, I think. Hold on, he's not in this list here, Love. But if you count the total money, including what he was going to make this year, it's not quite as much. But here's how it works. So Jordan Love signs for the following years. You ready? Hold on. What did I do with this? I got a bunch of tabs up right here. Okay, here we go. 2024, his cap number is going up to $20 million a year from what was, I think, 10 or 11. But the Packers and their brain trust have finagled it so that they're like, we can afford that. It goes to $29 million in 2025, doable. It goes to $36 million the following year, doable. It goes to $42 million in 2027, doable. But they may already be on another renegotiation at that point. And then 2028's number is a laughable $74 million. And the 2029 number is $34 million on the cap, but that is a voided dead cap number, just meant to be able to get more money up front in the signing bonus that then can, you know, the agent can brag about. That year is never going to happen. The 2029 year, never going to happen. And the 2028 year is almost certainly never going to happen. That's $74 million. Either they'll just punch out of the whole thing or renegotiate if it's going well. But that's the cost of quarterbacking. So the first guy I thought about was my man Jimmy McMillan. You remember Jimmy McMillan, don't you? He of the Rent is Too Damn High party.
McMillan, would you like 30 seconds more?
Allow me to introduce myself. I represent the Rent is Too Damn High party.
Yes. Quarterback.
People working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week, and some a third job. Women can't afford to take care of their children, feed their children breakfast.
Teams trying to win games by running the football and playing good defense.
Lunch and dinner.
Can't do
my
it.
My main job is to provide a roof over your head.
I'm trying to provide touchdowns and an offense that doesn't make you sick to your stomach.
On the table, the money in your pocket. This is politics as usual. Playing a silly game. It's not going to happen. The Rent Too Damn High movement, the people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay their rent.
These NFL teams can't afford to pay their quarterbacks, even the mediocre ones.
They're being laid off right now as I speak. They can't eat breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Listen, someone's stomach, child's stomach just growled.
Listen, I just heard another Trevor Lawrence interception. Did you hear that?
Did you hear it? Got to listen like me.
Okay.
Let's
Mr.
talk
McMillan.
About the issue.
Mr. Cuomo, 30
Stop.
Seconds.
Let's talk about the issues. Kirk Cousins making way too much money.
It's for you, sir.
Rent is too damn high.
Rent is too damn high. But I also now look at it this way. What else would you want to spend your money on if you had it? So, for example, as the Cowboys are now strung out over a barrel on Dak, and they should have got this deal done 8, 10, 12, 16 months ago. Get ahead of the curve, Jerry. If you're the Cowboys and you've got Dak, and you decide, we're getting out of the Dak business. It's too much money. Rent's too damn high, right?
Women can't afford to take care of their children, feed their children breakfast, lunch, and dinner. My main job is to provide a roof over your head, food on the table, and money in your pocket. This is politics as usual. Playing a silly game. It's not going to happen. The Rent Too Damn High movement, the people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay their rent.
Can't afford to pay the rent. Can't afford to pay Micah Parsons. Can't afford to pay CeeDee Lamb. That's what they're saying in Dallas. We can't afford all three of these guys. Where else would you want to spend your money if you were to save it by letting a QB1, albeit flawed, I grant you that, walk out the door? The answer now in today's NFL, you wouldn't. You'd want to spend it on having a quarterback. Because when you enter a season with it being known that you don't have a quarterback, don't have a QB1, your season is kind of basically over. Now, whether the league cares about this, or they... I wonder what the league thinks. And by league, I mean the collection of owners and maybe the commissioner. If they mind that quarterbacks are just being handed, and you get $50 million a year, and you get $50 million a year, and no matter how good you are, do they like it? Do they hate it? Is it a crisis? Is it no big deal? Look, the NFL is a television show about what? Quarterbacks. They don't mind the quarterbacks being the stars, even if they're not that good. They just want that one person that the casual fan and fantasy players are like, oh yeah, I know him, and I know him. Oh, Thursday Night Football, then I'll watch. I said the only way to mitigate the price of these quarterbacks and to keep the rent from being, what's the phrase that pays kids? Too damn high.
Rent, it's too damn high.
Thank you. Well done, Jimmy. By the way, there's probably some listeners right now going, I've never heard of this guy. It's funny as hell. Who is this guy? He ran for mayor in New York City 13 years ago, and you got to see him. Because the look is every bit as good as the act.
Rent, it's too damn high.
He did not win, needless to say. Might have made a great mayor, I doubt it. But anyway, the only way to mitigate against the quarterback salaries, in my opinion, would be to liberalize run holding specifically. Or if you liberalized offensive line holding, and by liberalize, I mean call way fewer penalties for holding. It would, if you just did it across the board, it would also make passing a hell of a lot easier as well for quarterbacks, you know, that are any good at all, because they'd have more time in the pocket and they would pick apart defenses. Unless you also liberalized defensive backs' ability to hold and grab and break up passes like the league used to be. In the, let's say, early to mid-80s, before they started getting completely intoxicated with the notion of high-scoring offenses. So you could do it. I'm not sure the league cares. I think the league overall thinks we're a TV show about quarterbacks, so if they make all the monies, who cares? Scrimp elsewhere, as they say, with Boar's Head Meats. Or is it Grey Poupon? I don't know exactly. But yeah, the league probably said, well, we're paying X amount of the salary cap out of the general revenues anyway, per the CBA. We don't care where it goes. And if you're Dallas, it would be hard to do, but I'm telling you, if you could only pay two of the guys out of the three you got right now that you have to get paid somehow, CeeDee Lamb would be the odd man out. And I like CeeDee Lamb, and I think he is outstanding. But I also think you can find those guys. Good luck finding a quarterback, though, as good as Dak Prescott. Oh, he sucks, man. He chokes in the playoffs. Understood. Do you have another one who's ready to go? Have you layered him in like the Packers did with Jordan Love? Oh, you didn't. Well, then, I don't know. Enjoy next year in the woods looking for a guy. Or 2 years. Or let's see how the Vikings do this year. As the Vikings squinted really hard at J.J. Oh, God, why am I freezing on his name? Because it's late at night here. The kid from Michigan, J.J. McCarthy. I had McMillan on my mind because the rent's too damn high. Thank you.
It's okay. Too damn high.
Okay, got it. The Vikings squinted real hard and said, J.J. McCarthy, I think he's the next Drew Brees. Maybe he will be, but it's a hell of a risk. If that goes very south up there, a lot of teams are going to scramble to find their checkbooks to pay their mediocre quarterbacks who might be up for a new contract, the money. And I guess in the case, and we'll also see what happens with Denver, because Denver made a huge idiotic trade for Russell Wilson, giving up a lot of assets, draft picks and more, and then also paid Wilson an insane amount of money. And after 2 years, were so annoyed with him, they were like, get out, and traded him to Pittsburgh for pennies on the dollar. And I think the Broncos are going to absorb that cap damage and be through it quicker than people think, because that's what the Packers did and what they were in the wake of this dead money for Rodgers. They had a massive dead money bill on Rodgers. They chewed through it pretty quick with some pretty nimble decisions. So, good days to be a quarterback in the NFL. Everyone else, not so much. Hey, would you like to come to Jamaica with me this winter? Well, you're in luck. Sunburn Bowl 6 is locked and loaded. We're going to Jamaica this year, and it's not just for my listeners at 97.3 The Game, even though our charter flight does leave from Milwaukee. The good folks at Travel Leaders who have helped organize this trip, as they do every year, will get you to Sunburn Bowl from wherever it is you might live in the country. I want one. I want all. Come on now. Come now. Or forever hold your peace. This is going to be a great trip. I know it's the middle of summer. You're like, I'm not thinking about winter vacation. I tell it to you now because the trip is open to book. It will sell out. And you're going to have something else come up in life. Be like, oh, we had to spend the money on an AC unit. When you get these trips on the books early, then you're pot committed. Then when something dumb happens, like your AC goes out, you say, well, we're just going to have to go further in debt or pull some money from somewhere else because we are not giving up Jamaica. Go to Sunburn Bowl or go to the 973thegame.com website or just call Travel Leaders and ask them a bunch of dumb questions. They will be happy to answer them because that's what they do. Their phone number is 833-TL-TRIPS. Coming up on the other side for those non-premium subscribers, the Olympics have provided us with, once again, a bunch of very interesting Easter eggs in terms of stories and weird stuff and some pretty gritty performances, but also the opening ceremonies. They just had to go there, and now they're trying to mop up the shit sandwich. That's next. You're listening to the Zabecast. Hiring? With Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Feeling the heat of the dog days of summer? Well, MyBookie.com is here to turn it up. While you're lounging by the pool, you could also be scoring big with MyBookie.com. From baseball to international soccer, we've got your summer sports fix covered. And let's not forget about those juicy NFL futures as we gear up for football season. At MyBookie.com, they're not just another faceless sports book. They've been our trusted partner here at the Zabecast for over 5 years because of their rock-solid reputation. At MyBookie, you'll get great odds that make you howl with delight, a wide array of props and futures to keep you engaged, and lightning-fast payouts without the hassle. Of course, as always, bet with your head, no over it. Ready to beat the heat and win big? Head to MyBookie.com now and use promo code ZABE. Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. MyBookie.com. Your bookie, your way, all summer long.
Et là, il y a un choix artistique.
Si on était resté tout nu, non. Ou cacher un revolver quand on est tout nu. Ou, je sais où vous pensez, mais c'est pas une bonne idée, ouais.
This is the French star, I guess, singing star, dancing star, by the name of Patrick Philippe. Did I get that right? This is his new hit song, New. He was the blue man with a beard, dressed up like, I don't know what he was dressed up like, as part of an opening number that quite, I think, clearly appeared to mock and or make fun or take great liberties with a very sacred thing to Christians, the Last Supper with Jesus Christ. Philippe Catherine is his name. Philippe Catherine, he was dressed as Dionysus, the Greek god of wine and festivity, and popped out of the sort of the meat tin, if you will, or the dome of meat, as it now devolved into that. And it caused quite the outcry and continues to do so. Advertisers are pulling some of their spots from the Olympics because of it. And all I can say is, well, they can now say, well, it wasn't really the Last Supper. It was more something like a Greek festival, and we didn't mean to offend. Of course not. You're interpreting this all wrong. There was a guy that appeared to have his nuts hanging out that now Twitter users are saying, well, it's not his testicles. It's a fleshy spot of his thigh that was showing through a hole in his tights. I mean, maybe, maybe not, but it's just junk. None of this shit is inspiring, if you ask me. The woman who was in the middle, very large woman, let's just call it what it is. She was is morbidly obese. Certainly, we hope that she can get that trimmed up because it's a very severe health risk. Not that she's a bad person or shouldn't be loved, but still, facts being facts, that's the fact. Her name is DJ Barbara Butch, and there's a article in Allure magazine where she says, I'm a fat, Jewish, queer, lesbian, and I'm really proud. Well, hey, how about that? I don't know why the Olympics feels like it, or why it felt like it needed to do something like this. The opening ceremonies are a chance for a country to display what they want the world to see. The Chinese opening ceremonies, the last couple of cycles when they had them, were spectacular in their precision and scope and vision, and they would get literally, I think it was 1,000 drummers to work on a drumming number in absolute precision with glow-in-the-dark drumsticks, and you would watch it and think, wow, that is spectacular. And then you would think, wow, that is scary. What either incentives or disincentives did they give to those performers to practice for 8 hours a day for months, I'm sure, on end, to be in perfect precision? What penalties would those who just couldn't get it suffer? Like, would they sit there with a big stick and go, you're wrong, you're off, bam, whap them in the butt? The whole Chinese, you know, dedication to their superiority in terms of organizing and delivering and leveraging and engineering and everything else was on full display at the Olympics. The French are fucking weirdos. Everyone knows this. But for some people, they're your kind of weirdo. This was just a very bad look, straight garbage that offended a lot of people. I am not, as you know, religious per se. But I am at least smart enough to go, well, you wouldn't do that with Islam now, would you? Remember the small satire newspaper, Charlie Hebdo, I believe was the name of the newspaper? They dared to print one cartoon that either, I forget if it mocked Muhammad or it just depicted Muhammad. And next thing you know, couple days later, bunch of jihadists break into their offices and slaughter the entire staff. So yeah, if they're going to do this and recreate what looks like, by all accounts, the Last Supper, and cast as Jesus a fat, queer, Jewish, proud woman, then you're really just asking for it unless you feel like you can get away with it. But they wouldn't do it with any other religion. That's what everyone knows. And that's what makes it such bullshit right there. But that's the Olympics. Now, I've had some people, some friends say, I'm not watching because of that, because they were that offended. And I get it. However, is it fair to the athletes? I asked today to a friend. I said, is it fair to them? Because, you know, they're not the ones that organized or scripted or designed the opening ceremonies. Why punish them? And by the way, you're not going to make an effect. I mean, there cannot be a big enough boycott to really hurt. I don't think there could be or will be enough to hurt NBC. But you're going to be missing out on otherwise great athletic competition in the name of nothing but a gold medal and maybe some endorsements by saying, I've had it. This opening ceremony is over the top, totally disrespectful, an absolute thumb in the eye of Christians worldwide. Then I thought, where are the athletes on this? Have I missed it? Is there a single athlete of faith willing to step up and step into the fire like Harrison Butker and then become mocked constantly? I don't think there is one, and I think they all pay close attention to how if you do that as somebody of faith and say, hey, here's what I believe, this is part of my faith, you will get crushed by the secular media when it comes to that. So I've not heard any of the athletes. That's the only way it's going to change, is for the athletes to say, hey, could you please just keep it about the athletics, the competition, and maybe something to do with your country, which I'm sure the French would say, but this is our country. We like this stuff. Yeah, I believe it was the French that invented drag queens. Don't quote me on that, but whatever. It's more of a, why don't you stick to something that could be more appreciated by a broader audience? But there you go. There are other Olympic things that are fun to talk about that I wanted to get to. And notably, it is a guy whose only job, I guess, or maybe one of his tasks, along with administering to the swimming competition, is to go fetch vinyl swim caps that may have fallen off the competitors and sank to the bottom of the pool. Take a listen to this announcing. This is Amy Van Dyken, along with whoever's doing play-by-play for the swimming, talking about this thing.
Oh, then these ladies Olympic. Oh, there it is. There it is.
Well, we've got the diver ready to go in and get it.
I mean, look at that right there. Is there anything better on the pool deck other than that Speedo right there?
And again, for those that don't always watch swimming, Emma Webber may have lost a cap, but she's wearing more than one.
Yeah, she's probably got another one on under there. They always wear at two, sometimes maybe three, depending upon your hair. So she was fine in that event. That's why we took notice it right away. She was, oh, there it is. He's got the cap. Now, is Emma going to let him keep the cap? That's the question.
See, does that guy get a name? The cap catcher?
That's what we need to call him. Bob the cap catcher. I like that.
Bob the cap catcher. If you didn't see this highlight, you'll probably see it at some point. Middle-aged man, younger middle-aged man, in decent shape, but not great shape. A little bit of a doughy paunch. Gets, you know, down to his swimsuit, which was, of course, a Speedo. And then jumps in the pool and goes and swims to the bottom and retrieves the cap and then gets out of the pool. That's all he did. Why they didn't say to one of the swimmers, excuse me, why didn't you just tell one of the swimmers, hey, there's a cap on the bottom of the pool. Go get it. Or just leave it there. It's on the bottom of the pool. It's not going to bother anybody. But instead, they brought out Bob the cap catcher. Okay, then. Also, some of the women in beach volleyball are wearing full leggings or pants, if you will. People are already getting all salty about it. I did see the American team that was wearing the more traditional beach volleyball two-piece athletic bikinis. And this is always a debate of why should they wear those? You know, you perverts there just want to watch and get all, you know, gassed up looking at them. I don't know. Looks like they'd be better, cooler to play in. I believe that when they're playing actual beach volleyball on the beach, it's hot enough they don't want to wear long pants, even breathable, form-fitting Lycra leggings. But I guess this is now one of those things. Snoop Dogg is all over the NBC coverage, and this is going to be, I think, an ongoing debate with a lot of viewers and fans. Why so much Snoop Dogg? What's the point exactly? What does he add to the coverage? Well, it is a TV show, and he has been deemed to be the acceptable rapper for all ages and all demographics. Faux shizzle. So NBC's using him in a number of ways, and they've got him sprinkled out all throughout. I was seen singing the anthem next to the wife and baby daughter of one of the swimmers in the competition, and has his own little mini segment. Now, it should be noted that Peyton Manning is there, and he did a mini segment. It should be noted that doofus Steve Kornacki with his khaki pants, the election guy, he's there doing his thing because he is with NBC. So it's a TV show. But at some point, you have to say, well, this is just too much, and it should be more about the athletes. It does not need to be snoopified at every turn. To be continued. One more thing before we're done tonight. Charles Barkley went on Dan Patrick and talked about TNT losing the NBA, which, by the way, update from last week, they are now suing the NBA, saying that they have violated their contractual right to match the Amazon package. I'm sure the NBA has lawyers as well, and they're going to defend themselves. And if at some point it looks like they might lose, they'll just cut some check to TNT or Warner Brothers Discovery to make them go away. This lawsuit is not bringing back the NBA to TNT. So Charles Barkley is heading towards what he said was going to be retirement. Said this prior to the end of the playoffs this last spring. But now he says, well, there are people talking to the assets of TNT, who is now out, namely Charles, I'm sure, Shaq and Kenny and Ernie as well, about possibly coming over and doing something with them. And the contract situation for Barkley is insane. If true. Now, I say if true because, you know, it's Barkley. I think he is known to exaggerate from time to time. But if this story is true, it represents an even bigger screw-up by Turner or Time Warner Brothers Discovery on just how to, you know, handle the situation of, you know, we may not have the NBA. Here's Barkley on his situation.
What are you going to do when this upcoming season is over?
You know, my intention right now is to retire. So, Dan, I've never said it before, and I'll share it with you because, you know, I got a lot of love for you. So my deal, there's been a lot of numbers thrown around about my deal, which I always find fascinating, but I've never told people exactly what my deal was.
All right, do tell.
So my deal is 10 years, $210 million.
Whoa, 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 what?
Next year will be year three.
Wait, what?
Turner has to come to me today or next week and say, hey, we screwed up. Will you take a pay cut? And my so they're either going to have to guarantee the whole 10 years, 210, or they're going to have to ask me to take a pay cut. Which under no circumstances am I taking a pay cut. Zero chances of me taking a pay cut. So then I'm gonna politely decline taking a pay cut because TNT's been great to me. And they're gonna have to say, we're gonna guarantee the whole 210 or Charles Wade Barkley's gonna be a free agent after next year. So it's going to be a very interesting next few days, but that's the way my deal, I structured my contract. They wanted me, I was like, wait, if y'all lose the NBA, why should I get screwed? I said, they're like, well, let's come to some type of agreement. I said, the agreement is, we get to make you an offer. I said, that's fine. I'm going to turn it down because I'm not taking no pay cut because y'all screwed up. And so that's where we're at, Dan. So apparently, unless they, like I say, they can, but I don't see them guaranteeing it, to be honest, because they don't really have anything. So I think I'm going to be a free agent next summer, and I'm going to have to sit back and, like I say, right now, I'm not trying to be this or this or this. Right now, my intention is to retire because, Dan, I mean, you've done it quite a few times, in fairness, went to another network, started over. I'm not sure. I love TNT so much and the people here. I don't know if I want to go to another network. Like, I'll never say never, but right now my intention is to stay to last, and go out with a bang. We're going to give everything we got next year because out of loyalty to the NBA and their fans. And I want to say to some of all the fans out there, man, you guys been great. You guys been great to me. When I was in Tahoe a couple weeks ago, everybody saying, guys, don't go. I said, dude, we don't want to go. But we're going. First of all, let me say this. This is like the worst kept secret in the history of sports broadcasting. Like, we knew we were done like 5-6 months ago. They're like, well, we're still alive. We're still alive. I'm like, yo, man, please stop lying to us. We know it's over. Just go ahead and announce it. So there is a sense of relief, to be honest with you, to the employees. But I've been spending a lot of time with the employees lately. And they just wanted it to be over because they got to start planning for their future.
Yeah. All right. Now, I'm not Barkley's agent. I don't know what are the details in his contract, the language and clauses and subclauses and everything else. But you know what they say? The devil lives in those details. I would imagine, even though TNT may be dummies, they're probably not idiots, or their lawyers are not idiots. And corporate probably looked at it like, okay, if we lose the NBA somehow, we've got Barkley for another 7 years at an exorbitant $21 million a year. Like, that's crazy. He's making Aikman money. And good for him, but my God. Okay. I would imagine this contract probably says, well, if we lose the NBA, then you still can only render your services talking about basketball to us. And we will stand up a show with you under contract and maybe hire somebody else. And we'll make you do the show for your $21 million. And we'll make you do it X number of nights, X number of days for this start time period to the next. And we'll be talking about the NBA. But we have the right to do that in the language of our contract. To which Barkley might be like, no, hell no. That's not what it is. You just need to pay me or guarantee the rest of the $210 million. Which if they were to come to that, then NBC or Turner might say, well, okay, well, good luck. You can't work for anyone else. You're under contract for us. You're just going to kind of disappear from the landscape, and maybe they do stand up a show with Ernie and Charles and Kenny somewhere else, and they're like, can Chuck come out to play? No, you're property of TNT. At that point, it's not that you would take a pay cut, but there may be offset language where whoever your new employer is says, well, you know, we're paying him $15 million a year. So Warner says for us to release him, that's going to come off your bill. We're not going to let you double dip. But maybe he's got an amazing agent, and maybe Warner Brothers Discovery are a bunch of idiots, complete idiots. But I found that little nugget from Barkley's interview with the Dan Patrick Show to be more than just a little bit fascinating. All right, hoo boy, it is damn near midnight in Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, USA. I am going to bed, but I'll be up early to do our show live from the house here as we get ready to observe Packers training camp, at least for this week. They're off on Monday. They practiced over the weekend. Jordan Love was in camp. He rode his bicycle as the new $240 million man that he is. And away we go. Football is back starting on Thursday with the Hall of Fame game. And I saw a stat that said that there will be Thursday night football in some form or another for the next, I don't know how many weeks it is, but basically until February. So Thursdays and football, even the kind that doesn't count in the standings, but is still tackle style professional football, will be on Thursday night starting this week with the Hall of Fame game. Because I know you loved it so much, I got the Rent Too High remix song as your outro today.
Welcome
to the New York enjoy and thank you for listening.
I'll be your DJ this evening.
And we will see you tomorrow.
I represent the rent that's too damn high party. People working 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week. Sell my third job. Why? The rent is too damn high. The people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay the rent. Cause rent is too damn high. The people being laid off right now, can't eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Only a governor like a father of a house can put everything in control. The bottom line is the economic state of emergency is the way to go. The way to go. The go. This will reduce the cost. You cut the rent down. You cut the taxes down. To give business owners the chance to hire people. To give business owners the chance to hire people. That is it. Nothing else to be said. In the subject, there's nothing else to talk about. Some say I'm a one-inch panic, but it all boils down to one thing. Rent. It's too damn high. The people I'm here to represent can't afford to pay the rent. Cause rent is too damn high. The people being laid off right now can't eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Call me a governor like a father of a house can put everything in control. The bottom line is the economic state of emergency is the way to go. The way to go. The go.
Rent is too damn high.
The rent is too damn high.
Too damn high.
Rent is too damn high.
The rent is too damn high.
Too damn high.
Too damn high. Too damn high. Too damn high.
Rent is too damn high.
The rent is too damn high.
Totally statement.
As a karate expert, I will not talk about anyone up here. Listen, someone's child's stomach just growled. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? You gotta listen like me, because our children can't afford to live anywhere. Once again, why? You said it, the rent is too damn high.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.